Welcome to Body Truth, a podcast that explores the relationship that we have with our body, food, and life, told through a storytelling lens. I'm your host, Caitlin Parsons. I'm a certified intuitive eating and body image coach committed to changing the cultural narrative around how we take up space. Each week, you'll hear from thought leaders who are ready to dismantle shame through sharing vulnerably. We'll discuss everything from individual body image stories to challenging cultural messages, reshaping beliefs, practical support tools, and more. We'll laugh, we'll cry, we'll heal. Let's take the next step towards embodying our truth together. Hello. Welcome back. Welcome if this is your first time. I am so excited about this episode. If you're on the weekly Body Truth community email, you might already know the news that we are about to announce in this conversation. I say we because my guest is Nicole Coulter, who has been on this podcast before. You might know her from her account, More Salt Please. She is a former client of mine and now an amazing work colleague. And we have some really exciting announcements to share with you, for you, things that we have built for you. So we are diving into all of the fun things in this conversation, but I want to let you know that this is a really powerful conversation too, because Nicole and I also really go into the expectation versus reality of quote unquote healing our relationship with food and or body image, because this is just something that I think needs to be talked about more. I have my own experience with this that I share in this conversation. Nicole does as well too. And it's interesting because she really shares from her point of view as my client going on this journey. And I think the more that we talk about this, the more we can reset expectations and really check in with the bar that we are setting for ourselves individually. Because everyone's journey looks different. Everyone's journey is a different length. It comes with different layers to unpack. And there are many different paths to go down. I know that sounds so vague. We get into it a lot more in this conversation, and it is a shorter episode too. If you're not on the community email, click the show notes. You'll find the link to get on that list there. I send an email out every Sunday with a note from me, personal story, food and body image advice, as well as resources for size acceptance style, size inclusive style, book resources, health at every size, inspiration, reflection questions, a lot of good things just to get you set for your week. And it's totally free. Other than that, I think that's it. Enjoy this conversation. I will be back next week with a solo episode for you. I'm talking all about how to stop binge eating. I'm really excited for that. I was going to say conversation. It's not really a conversation if it's with myself. It's a conversation with you. So I guess we can call it that. But enjoy this talk with Nicole for now. Check the show notes for all of the links that we mention, and I will see you later. Have a good week. Okay, Nicole Coulter, hi.
Hi.
Okay. We are geeking out because we have some exciting news.
Very exciting news.
So for everyone who is in this podcast community, you probably know Nicole. She's been a guest on the podcast before. She's a really great friend, a colleague at this point. She is a former client of mine, and we have some really exciting things to share with you today. You probably know her from More Salt Please, which is like your celebrity brand, if you will.
Celebrity brand, please.
Can you can you tell the people who you are and just like a little bit about you before we share our news?
Sure. I am a YouTuber chef. I share videos on YouTube and Instagram, and I used to be vegan. I was vegan for about 5 years. So I went through a period of only sharing plant-based recipes. I talk about how to balance hormones. I have PCOS myself. So going through that while also healing my relationship with food, it's a little bit tricky, but figuring it out. And I'm sharing that journey on YouTube. So I am just a food lover, a foodie at heart. I love creating recipes. I love teaching people how to cook. And I love just sharing the joy of food and cooking in general. So that's me and what I do in a nutshell.
Yeah. And one of the reasons why I love you so much and why I think everyone in your community loves you so much is because you are just unapologetically you and have this commitment to integrity with everything that you put out in your communities and the content that you create. And you're just, I mean, I know you so well at this point on a personal level and a professional level. And, you know, you just really walk your talk. And so I am so excited to be in this new creative collaboration with you. So let's tell everyone what we have done.
All right. So Kaylin and I are so excited. We just started today. It's launching when this podcast comes out, November 9th. It is called Food Alignment, which is a community where basically it's a safe space where we want to bring women together, where they feel comfortable basically starting the process of talking about their struggles with food and diet culture. And it's also a place where you can learn how to intuitively eat, learn what that actually means, how to mindfully eat, how to make easy, satisfying meals, and just return to your inner foodie. I, as someone who like creates content around food, and I've done it for so long now, and then going through like hormonal issues and then weight gain, weight fluctuations in general, hormonal imbalances, my relationship with food basically like crumbled and I didn't know where to turn. I didn't know how to trust myself. And I know that so many of my followers feel the same, and obviously Caitlin's as well. Like, we just know that this is such a need for people to have somewhere to talk about it and just feel seen and feel heard and show up authentically themselves. And so we created this account. Right now it's an Instagram account, but we have really exciting future plans for it. And yeah, it's basically a community and a safe space for those type of people who can relate to that, like just an unhealthy relationship with food.
And also we created this to lean into the desire that so many people have as well too, because I know I went through this personally. I know most of my clients go through this at some point in the journey, and so many people in this community where when you are exiting diet culture or you're starting to become more aware of diet culture and beginning to do the work around healing your relationship with food, it can feel really complicated returning to just the pure joy around food and the permission to express your culinary creativity, whether you are actually cooking in the kitchen or ordering something off of a menu or deciding what you want to have at a friend's house. But really just giving yourself the space to learn how to reunite with your inner foodie. Like you just said, Nicole, like I have had such a love-hate relationship with food for so long. And one of the things that I love so much about you, Nicole, and the space that we're creating is just the unapologetic way that you adorn food and you create food. And especially where I'm at in my journey right now, I do like just fully love and embrace and have just this bliss around cuisine and the culinary arts and just my own kitchen intuition. And I also like suck at recipes. And so from where I'm coming into this creative endeavor that you and I are doing is blending my expertise as a coach and partnering with you in your expertise as a classically trained chef. And really, you know, I'm so excited about creating the space for people to have both, like to literally have their cake and eat it too.
Yeah. I know, it's very exciting. That's really, I've been so excited to just join forces with you because we both are so good at what we do. And I think that's the beauty of this food alignment journey is that we're bringing our expertise, both of us, and we're creating this new thing. And I'm just so excited. I cannot wait.
I'm also really glad that you just said we're both really good at what we do. Can everybody just start saying more of that? Like, can we stop beating around the bush as women and just claim that we're good at what we do and that we are talented and we do have skills and we do have expertise. I think that, I mean, I just kind of like bristled when you said that. And I immediately thought, hell yes. Like, let's give ourselves that deep, rich permission to claim that we're good at what we do. All of us in this community, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure. And I think that's something that I'm kind of going through now is like not being so humble, which that sounds weird and backwards, but I feel like almost I, in the past, my whole life, I've been almost like too humble where I like, it's almost to the point of like self-deprecation or, you know, at the beginning when you said celebrity, not that I am a celebrity, I'm just saying like, I kind of recoiled at that word, like, oh, there's no way I'm a celebrity, you know? But just, I don't know, like claiming just, I feel like we need to own the fact that, yeah, we are good at things and it's okay to say that. Like, we don't have to be so like humble and small all the time and be afraid to like claim that we are amazing at certain things. Cause I feel like we do it out of like the comfort of other people. And I don't know. It's just like, why do we do that? It's a woman thing for sure. Like, men don't do that.
Well, it is absolutely. And it is, to your point, just kind of trying to control how we want other people to feel about us or the fear of how people are going to react to that, like those claims and declarations and everything. But also, I really think that it's the internal self-trust that we have. And I'm so glad that we're talking about this right now because this is exactly what we're creating here. We're creating a space where people in this community can essentially rebuild that trust and find entry points into that rebirth of themselves, because that's really where confidence rises, when we do start to really repair that trust that has been damaged by diet culture, the patriarchy, just all of these, you know, different bullshit systems in society that are keeping women small. So I am just even more excited about that. I want to talk about one thing before we wrap, because this will be a shorter conversation today. But one of the reasons why Nicole and I are launching this for everybody is because for many people, there is an expectation of what your journey of intuitive eating or breaking free from diet culture, food freedom, healing, however you want to label it. Like, there's that expectation of what that's going to look like. I went through this personally. This is something I see a lot with clients, and Nicole, you were one of my clients, so we can talk about this, but I want to talk about what that expectation was for both of us and also what the reality is in most cases and what it is for what it was for each of us. Because we want to meet everybody in that reality, you know, like we're not here to paint a picture of the perfect healing journey for repairing your relationship with food. It's not always sunshine and rainbows, and it's messy, and it's also really beautiful too. So what did it look like for you? Like when you made that decision to really start doing the deeper work in healing your relationship with food, what was your expectation at first?
Well, when we started working together, we did like a 6-month container. And so my expectation was that, oh, like at the end of 6 months, like I will be completely healed and like I will be a totally new woman and I will have no issues with food and it'll just be done. And yeah, that was not the case. And I think a lot of people don't, when you're first starting out with just talking about this, verbalizing it, admitting like, hey, I have a messed up relationship with food and like, I would like to change that. I think a lot of people don't realize how long it takes to heal. And obviously healing is not linear. It never is ending. You know, it is a journey and, you know, we'll never really reach a destination, but obviously we start at one point and we get to different levels of healing. And yeah, I just expected things, my healing to just take a lot shorter of amount of time. And it definitely isn't. And it's one of those things where it's weird because I don't want to like lead with that. Like, hey, it's going to take you a long time to heal because you know, that might not be the case. Everyone is different, but I just, I think expectations when it comes to all these things, because everything is so layered with this, like, when it comes to food, like food represents so many different things to people. It's nostalgic. It represents maybe like certain times in our lives. It can represent like, you know, I think it's kind of similar to money where like our views on money are kind of similar to food. Maybe you have like a sense of lack or like scarcity about it. Maybe you were taught things in childhood about food that now that you're grown, you're like, oh, that's not actually real or true. So it's a very layered thing that takes a lot of conscious effort. And the thing that I've noticed about my progress with it is that, you know, when I'm paying so much attention to it and I'm like, just maybe frustrated, like, oh, this is not moving as quickly as I thought it would, that's when it really moves slowly. But then when you kind of like just apply the tools that you learn, everything that I learned from Caitlin, and you kind of just like implement them into your life and you go on and, you know, months go by and all of a sudden you're like, oh, like you start to notice certain things that you do differently and you take note of them. And
like what were some of the things, what have been some of those kind of ripple effect light bulb moments that you've noticed, like as you've kind of spent time implementing this on your own?
One of the biggest things is when I get an urge to binge or like, and I know that it's like an emotional reaction and that my natural knee jerk reaction is to like, oh my gosh, I want to like eat a certain food. And so whereas before I would just like go do it, I would go like binge on whatever, overeat on whatever, go through the drive-through when I had a really intense, like lightning craving. And now I'm able to take a step back and kind of like examine it. And one of my favorite things that you've taught me is curiosity and just being curious about our cravings and figuring out like, okay, where is this stemming from? Like, do I have a need that I'm not meeting in other categories of my life? Like maybe I am missing human connection. Like I haven't actually hung out with someone other than my husband or my significant other in like a few weeks. Maybe I should like hang out with a friend, a best friend. Maybe I should spend more time in nature. Like I really love being out in nature and I've been inside so much the past month. So I think now when a craving comes up and I just get like, you know, your nervous system is a little out of whack. Like I am able to step back and really examine that and have the space and self-awareness to figure out, okay, like, am I really craving this thing or is it something else? And that's been the most rewarding, cool thing about working with you and my journey is just being able to have that. So that kind of, it creeps in. Like, I started doing that and I was like, oh, I did not used to do this. I did not used to be curious about like my cravings as much. I just kind of like went for them. And just, you know, would send me on a binge cycle or whatever. And it would create a bunch of shame and self-loathing and, you know, yeah. So I've learned how to meet my needs in mm-hmm. other ways and pay attention to that.
I went through the same, a very, very similar thing too in my own journey. And I'm so grateful for you sharing that. And I'm so excited for how far you've come and just like witnessing you as a client and also outside of our professional container and just seeing you continue to evolve on your own, which is my hope for everyone that I support to just continue building on that foundation and learning and growing and adding in more tools and personal development and all of these things. But, you know, to your point, what you mentioned at the beginning of the expectation, it's so normal, right? Like we are taught in our culture, the quick fix to when mm-hmm. you start something, there's a clear finish line. There's a clear right and wrong way of doing everything. And it couldn't be farther from the truth with this process of healing your relationship with food. There is so much untangling. There are so many layers. There mm-hmm. are, you know, three very foundational pillars for this work, physical, mental, and emotional, that have a host of sub pillars. So, you know, it's just, it's near to impossible to think, well, I'll just have a perfect relationship with food at the end of the 6 months or however long you're working with mm-hmm. somebody. I certainly went through that as well too. I remember thinking when I really decided to commit to doing this deeper healing work, with my relationship with food, that it would probably take about 8 months, a year tops, and everything would just be good after that. mm-hmm. And I, God, you know, I am still like, there are still things that come up to this day where I have to check in and look at just little bumps that I hit and get curious and examine things and yeah, also see where my needs aren't being met, but also, you know, giving myself the space and the grace and self-compassion has been a big part of my own journey as well too. Mm-hmm. Like this is so deeply rooted and I think for so long in my healing journey, because it is like I've kind of just surrendered to the fact that this is a journey because it's a relationship with myself. It's not just my relationship with food. And mm-hmm. that's the most important relationship in my life. But I was judging it for so long. You know, I would think like, oh my God, like I can't believe I'm still just eating past fullness all the time. You know, like I know when to stop eating and I'm still choosing to eat past fullness, or I'm still choosing to, like have chocolate every night when I don't even want it. Like it's just there. Or I'm still, you know, struggling with these bad body image days sometimes, like all things that in the past year I've really examined. And it's crazy now, like honestly, one of the coolest things, because I've really been on this journey for probably, I don't know, like 5 years at this point, like a really solid intuitive eating journey. And like, I am just now at a place in the past year where I have a really solid relationship with my hunger and fullness cues to a point where I can really stop and like be really present when I am experiencing that comfortable fullness and just let that be enough. And you guys, that's like I coach on this all the time. I've invested in my own healing with my own coaches and therapists for so long around this. And this is just clicking for me. Like it, everyone has their own process with that. And there is no right or wrong. It really is just jumping off points to explore all of these facets of our relationship with ourselves more deeply. And that's why I'm so excited about this community, because it really is letting go of some of the doom and gloom that is kind of in the anti-diet culture spaces and just giving more joy to our relationships with food. Like, bring it back in. It's a party. And also, you know, creating the safe space for these conversations that are so needed around this stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So let's like jam on some of the details for this new little collaboration. It's launching today.
Okay.
So yes. You want to like give the people all the like ways to hang out with us?
Yeah, so we have an Instagram account at Food Alignment, spelled the normal way. Surprisingly, the handle was available. We were shooketh. Yes. So we grabbed it up, honey. We grabbed that handle up.
By the way, if anybody has a business, I know there are so many business owners in this community. You guys know how much it sucks naming something. It's like naming a child. So can you believe that this was available?
Oh my God. I could not believe it. It was amazing.
It feels so right too. It just feels like exactly what we're trying to capture with what we're building. So yes, at Food Alignment for Instagram for the time being.
And do you want to talk about the other thing?
Yes, the gift.
Yes, we have a gift for you.
We have a little gift for you. It's in our bio link, and it is a beginner's guide to mindful eating. So we put together 10 really straightforward, sustainable tools to help you create your own unique mindful eating practice. And the cool thing about this guide is it is really an entry point for you to begin creating this in whatever way feels good for you. It's not a step-by-step. I just don't think that is realistic for most people. So this is a one-page download that you can take with you, come back to if you feel like it'll resonate at a different time, or jump into it right now and just start applying these tools to really create a mindful eating practice for yourself, because that is honestly so foundational for healing our relationship with food. And one of those things that we avoid to the nth degree because it feels boring. It feels safer to avoid that. It feels scary to kind of dip our feet into a more confronting, more like confrontation with meals rather than just distracting. But it is so healing. And so it's just a way that you can begin adopting that for yourself. And we'll definitely be talking a lot about that in our community and how you can really use that, in your own experience as well too.
Yeah. And we have some fun, exciting things coming up. So please follow us on Instagram. And we also want our Instagram to be an actual community where people contribute and feel comfortable, you know, sharing vulnerable things and showing up as their authentic selves and, just contributing. So the posts that we are going to be posting and talking about, they will be conversation starters, and I hope you guys join in and we're going to have fun. It's going to be amazing. We're going to heal together. We're going to just thrive. So
yeah, and also there's so much possibility too. Like Nicole and I are starting this account with the a really powerful vision of where we see this heading, and we just invite you to lean into this community and let us know what you are excited about, what you are, what you're really wanting, what lands with you, and just help us build this together. The content that you can expect is really a blend of amazing, delicious, flavorful, easy recipes from Nicole and a lot of really straightforward but loving intuitive eating advice, skills, tips, tools, all of the things. I will just say, because this feels really important to acknowledge, this is not a substitution for coaching or therapy. This is really an inspirational platform that we can create community around together. So if you are at a place where you know that you need more intentional one-on-one support from somebody, that is not what this community is for. It's definitely not a supplement for that. However, it is a wonderful complement to that, or a jumping off point if you're just starting to really dip your toes into healing your relationship with food and not really sure if direct support, whether it's one-on-one or a group coaching container, is right for you.
Definitely. If you need one-on-one support, definitely reach out to Kaylin because she's the best.
Thanks. Yeah. And you absolutely can reach out to me. Depending on if I have space for clients, we'll just hop on the phone and get really clear on where you're at and how to move you forward in the best way possible for you, whether that's working together or pointing you into the direction of another resource that would serve you best. But that is my hope for anybody that I connect with on those consults. Okay.
All right.
Let's do this. Head to the account, hit follow. We'll see you there. Invite your friends, and also head to Nicole's YouTube channel as well too, at More Salt Please. She's got a fun little video where you can see our faces.
Yes, definitely go there.
Okay. Thanks, love. See you soon. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
That's our show. Thank you for spending time with us today. Our show producer is Stephanie Olea. Shayla Anderson is our community manager. For more information around healing your own relationship with food and body image, click the show notes and you'll find direct links to our guests, plus resources and more. If this conversation resonated with you, please leave a review and share it with a friend so that we can continue to heal and empower these important topics around our relationship with food and body. Sending you so much love, confidence, and strength. I'll see you next week for another episode.